So Jeff reminded me of a story from Yisrael Salanter, like saying over. That there's, he went to, when Rabbi Yisrael, who was the leader of the Musar movement, obviously they're always going Musar even before, and people work, I like to believe people worked on the character traits even before then, but he made it, he saw the problems in yeshiva, and they started their own yeshiva after. Later on, Slobatka followed in the way of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, calling it Knesset Yisrael, and that was with Rabbi Finkel, who also was a fan of Yisrael Salanter, teaching Musar in yeshivas, formal Musar, and boy was he opposed by many of the traditional yeshivas. But either way, so they say his story over, he was visiting a town, I guess, fundraising, I don't know, maybe giving a Musar shmuz, I don't know, and this person invited him in, this like very poor person, like I guess the poorest person in the town, Yisrael Salanter. He invited him in and said, please come. And he, on one hand, he didn't know what to do because on one hand, he didn't want to embarrass the guy, and this poor person, it'd be a big skus to have Yisrael Salanter at his home. On the other hand, there's a halacha that you can't take the last piece of food from someone, the last sugar before in the timi, however you want to learn that gemara. That's the halacha. You can't take any, so on one hand, he didn't want to embarrass the guy. On the other hand, how could he take the guy's food? And this guy was really poor. He maybe had for one more day, or you can't take him, it's the last of the two meals. So ever, if he went anyway. So when he came out, so when it came to eating, so the guy offered him food, and he said, sorry, I can't eat. My doctor said, I can't have this food. So, okay, if your doctor said it, you're not going to argue with it. If you tell him it's kosher, you're a fanatic. But if you tell him it's a medical issue, they understand. You know how it works. So afterwards, they went out, and the students built up some of the guts to ask their Rebbe, like, what are you talking about, your doctor? You know, you're a big Baal Mussar. Why are you lying? How could you lie to that guy? He didn't speak to any doctor. He said, what are you talking about? My doctor's the Rambam, and the Rambam Paskin is utter to take the last piece of food from somebody. That's to remind me of it, the sugar.
Thank you.
Right. So you had a question now?
Right. So I should have, when you offered me, I should have said, my doctor said that.
More than three sugars.
Yes. No, it'll be the last one.
Oh, really? Yeah. How many do you have left?
You only took my second. I'm not sure if it's the last meal or the last two.
Oh, yeah.
So, right, so just to finish up, we've been discussing differences between mitzvahs b'adam l'makom and mitzvahs b'adam l'chaver, or differences. We went through many, one being a bracha. We only make a bracha on a mitzvah b'adam l'makom. On a mitzvah b'adam l'chaver, we don't. We discussed asking for forgiveness. If it's someone else, you gotta go over to the person who you insulted or hurt their feelings, and if it's Kaddish Baruch, it's a private affair. Vida, that was this week's Parsha in Naso. And then we discussed using your own funds. For a mitzvah b'adam l'makom, you have to use your own funds. You have to buy your own pair of tefillin if you have the money, or buy a lulav and esrog. But mitzvah b'adam l'chavero, you only chayiv in the service. You're not obligated to spend the money. And then we discussed the issue of mechila. Perhaps a mitzvah, be'edam achavero, is nitan l'machila, because you're the baal habos over it. But, meaning the person, let me point out, the person you're doing the chesed to has the right to. You have a mitzvah of chesed, you can't say amocho. I'm talking about the person who you're going to do the mitzvah of chesed on. Maybe they can say, you know, amocho, don't help me, or don't do that. But mitzvah b'adam l'makom, there's no concept of being mochol. Then they point out that the difference is also in terms of how much bizoy one has to go through. Perhaps on a mitzvah b'adam l'makom, there's a higher level of disgrace. Like we had the machokas to Rambam and the Rush by Hashabbos Aveda. Let's say it's a zakein the ainu of nekvod, someone who's, it's inappropriate to be crawling around the garbage dump. So he's putter. Is exempt from the commandment of returning the lost object. Well, if he wants to. So the Rambam writes, he has a reshus, and the Rush writes, it's usher. So that's what the Chavis Yar points out, the question of a musician at a wedding, assuming a musician is a bizayon, so whether a big rabbi could be a musician. So that was the issue. Can you do bizayon l'sarach mitzvah? So according to the Chavis Yar, there's a difference between mitzvahs, but adam l'chaveiro, no, but mitzvahs on l'makom, you could take on a higher level of bizayon. And then we discussed the issue of what if we know we have a concept of mitzvah sriches kavana. In general, we have a concept mitzvahs require intent. And we assume based on a mitzvah in our Torah, even likuva, you'd have to go back and do it again. And a mitzvah b'dam l'chavero, you would, on a mitzvah b'dam l'chavero, a mitzvah d'rabanan, you wouldn't have to. What about mitzvah sriches kavana and mitzvah ba'adam l'chaveiro? It's a concept because Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that if you look in the Gemaras, they all talk about it in the context of shofar, matzah, lulav. All the time the Gemara brings down the concept of mitzvah sriches kavana is regarding mitzvah ba'adam l'makom. So is that coincidental or is that on purpose? So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that it's on purpose, that perhaps he suggests maybe on mitzvahs, but adam l'makom, that you need kavana for. But even on a mitzvah, but adam l'chaveiro, even without the explicit kavana, maybe it works anyway. And he says the reason is, because even with the mitzvahs, but adam l'makom, there are differences, there are different types of mitzvahs. Like there are certain mitzvahs that require a ma'aseh, an act, and other mitzvahs that are result-oriented. For instance, let's say milah is actually a machokas. Which way does that fit under? Is the mitzvah cutting off the foreskin, cutting off the arla? Is that the mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah to be a gemal? That's the result. I don't care how it's done. If you do it, someone else does it. As long as it gets done, that's the mitzvah. So in fact, that's a major discussion, perhaps dependent on this question, is whether you can have a shliach by milah. There's a whole discussion. Maybe the father has to do the milah, assuming he's capable, as opposed to appointing a shliach. And perhaps, you know, one is dependent on this issue. But in general, if the mitzvah, if it's a ma'aseh, it's like putting on tefillin, so you have to do it. But if it's a mitzvah of just the result, so then maybe, you know, it's not so important that you do it. So therefore the Minchas Chinuch points out, my nafkamina, let's say, by tashbisu, that's the one that comes to mind, but he has this by many mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu, not to have any chametz on Pesach. The question, what exactly is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah, the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. According to Rashi, the mitzvah is just not to have any, get rid of it by hook or by crook. As long as you don't have any chametz on Pesach, you fulfilled your mitzvah of tashbisu. According to Tosfos, no. You have to go ahead actively and burn it, throw it down the toilet. You got to do something with this. So they point out my nafkamina. One nafkamina is, if you planned it perfectly, you have no chametz in your house. You have to go out and buy more. So according to Rashi, no. According to Tosfos, yes. So one of the other nafkaminas that Minchas Chinuch brings down is a general rule. What about mitzvah sriches kavana? When you're doing tashbisu, do you have to have kavana? So he says, according to Rashi, that the mitzvah is just to get rid of it, the results-oriented, kavanah is not important. In other words, as long as you get rid of the chametz, you fulfill your mitzvah of tashbisu. But you don't have to be thinking mitzvah, but if the mitzvah is the actual burning of the chametz, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, that's the Minchas Chinuch klal. So that's what Shlomo Zalman is also saying. So, but he's saying is, most mitzvahs, v'adam l'chaveiro, the purpose are result-oriented. In other words, the mitzvah is not, it's not the ma'aseh, it's the result of helping the person across the street, the result of someone burying the dead, not wanting to, yeah, what?
So there are two things. Firstly, assuming that Benadam Lubchaver is usually result-oriented. Secondly, is there a principle, supposedly, that result-oriented doesn't need kavana?
No, that's the Minchas Chinuch's assumption, yeah.
Okay, now look, if Shalach Manas and Matanis Levionim Benadam Lubchaver
is Shalach
Manas and Matanis Levionim, Shalach, you know, they're both Benadam Lubchaver.
And Pashtus, yes.
Okay. Now, when I give them to somebody, and I'm not thinking, it could be either of them, you see. I don't know if I'm doing one or the other.
Exactly.
Right. It's all good.
Yes, that's it.
Does God say, oh, you get more schat for this one, so you get the, you know, so I'll give you the schat for the bigger one, or I'll give you the schat for the smaller one, because you should have been thinking.
Either way, you'd be yotzei for another reason, because they're only Darabanan, so you pass can...
But there's
an interesting machlokas. The question is, why don't we make a bracha on Mishloach Manos? So there's two schools of thought. In general, why don't we make a bracha? So someone suggests because it's like the mitzvah of tzedakah.
Yeah.
Any mitzvah that's dependent on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amat the baal, but I don't have control over whether I do the mitzvah or not, fulfill the mitzvah. Then I can't make a bracha. Because the ani might say no, and therefore be a bracha of Torah. So there's a machlokas in general, the famous machlokas, in theory anyway, we'll see also maybe in practice, what is the nature of the reason for Shalach Manos? So, the Manos Levi writes, the purpose of Shalach Manos is Laharbo Shalom Ba'olam is Haman's decree because the Jews were scattered fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So Shalach Manos is to make peace with one another. It's because of Shalom. And according to Trumas Hadeshen, he says it's a din in the Suda. That since it's a mitzvah of Suda and Purim to ensure that everyone has food to eat, so that's why they instituted Shalach Manos as a means. That's why it's best to have something in Shalach Manos, which a person can eat at the meal. It's hard to say it's a machlokas Trumas Hadeshen Manos Levi. The Trumas Hadeshen is a well-known posek. The Manos Levi is just a commentary on Megillat Esther, but that's how people bring it down anyway. But so there's two schools of thought, whether the purpose is of Shalom or the purpose is for Suda.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, my nafkamina. So what nafkamina is, let's say someone offers me a Shalach Manos, and if you're doing 100 Shalach Manos, it only happens on one, it's not an issue. Let's assume you're only giving one, which is the obligation. And I say, thanks, but no thanks. I have enough stuff in my house. My wife's going to kill me. I'm not taking it. Do you get the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? But that's your only one you're giving, so it depends. If you assume it's a din in Suda, you can't eat a thank you, so therefore I wouldn't cut. It wouldn't work. You wouldn't get the mitzvah. But if the purpose is Shalom, well, I made my effort, I made peace, so whether you took it or not, it's irrelevant to whether, so therefore, that's a nafkamina, they say. So they point out, so according to the Trumas Hadeshen, that it didn't sue, then you have to take it. So I understand the reason why you can't make a bracha, but it's dependent on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the way we passed in the Ramah, that you yotze even if a person doesn't take it, so it's not totally anyone else. The hadakash or dochta, where's the bracha? So that's what they come on to. Another answer that is working with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that on any mitzvah but animal chavero, you don't make a bracha.
You know, I've heard Sheikh Chiyanu counts for all the mitzvahs of Purim. Could that be a third approach?
No, but that wouldn't be a bit...
Have them all in mind or something.
No, that's not a third approach, but that works with this, because Sheikh Chiyanu is... Because why don't you make a Sheikh Chiyanu and Shalach Manos, you could ask the same... And Sheikh Chiyanu is not taking away the Birchas HaMitzvah. In other words, that's answering, the Shachiyan is answering, why don't we make a Shachiyan on all the mitzvahs of the day?
I thought you must have in mind every mitzvah, the Suda and this and the that.
Yeah, the Shachiyan. I'm agreeing with you.
That's not the Bracha.
That's the Shachiyan.
Of course, sorry.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. But the Shachiyan you make on the Megillah in the morning could go on all the mitzvahs Hayom. That's correct, but that's not the Birchas HaMitzvah.
Oh, yes, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mike, what were you... Right, so according to the Rambam, they'd use the Rambam's reason that it's a mitzvah b'dam l'chavero. So therefore we assume Pashtus, you know, it's like we assume Hashabbat Aveda, because not every mitzvah involves someone else, as we pointed out, makes it a b'dam l'chavero, like Kedushin. We said, even though the Rambam writes that Hashabbat Aveda is a mitzvah b'dam l'chavero, But it comes to Kedushin, he writes, you make a bracha and all that, so obviously he's holding that it's a mitzvah b'dam. And we said it's on the institution of marriage that the... That would be the Rosh Hashita.
Oh.
Dafka, according to the Rambam, Kedushin is a mitzvah. According to the Rush, that Kedushin is not a mitzvah, then the purpose of it's a Heichad Temsa to get the proof. Right. That's a classic, right? According to the Minchas Chinuch, that's a classic result-oriented mitzvah. That the purpose of marriage, you know, is having, or that's the mitzvah Pru Rabu. Anyway, the mitzvah Pru Rabu, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is the result of having the kids. Not trying to have the kids, which we assume is the mitzvah, because you can't control whether you have the kids or not.
Yes.
You only can control trying.
So Kedushin, according to Rambam, is...
No, it's a mitzvah b'dayim l'makom, because it's on the institution of marriage. And that's what we pointed out. That's why we discussed the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim yesterday, but the same thing we discussed by Kohen, that if someone walks in and claims they're a Kohen, and you give them an aliyah, you still fulfilled your mitzvah aser v'kidashto, because you thought he was a kohen. So the mitzvah isn't giving to that particular kohen, giving him the aliyah. It's the concept of the kahuna, you're being mechaved the kahuna. So therefore, if he tells you he's a kohen, so, and you gave him a bracha, you fulfilled your job. Similarly, you know, someone's at your house, you're giving someone benching, it's not because it's specific, you might want to mechaved a specific kohen, but the concept is the institution of kahuna. That's why they get the first. The Kidashto, they get the first Aliyah. They get the bench. That type of thing. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch, working with the Minchas Chinuch Yisod, that's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be working with, that by mitzvah v'adam v'chaveiro, you don't need kavanah. And by pointing out, there are those who are cholik on him. There are those I've seen bring down that dafka, mitzvah v'adam v'chaveiro, maybe you should dafka have the kavanah, because it's not nicker, or it's not recognizable, or you're not making it up, but I could argue this way anyway, whether I saw it or not. But you could argue, but Adam Chavero is dafka when you should have kavana, because else how do you know you're doing a mitzvah? When it comes to lulav, everyone knows why you're shaking a lulav, unless something's wrong with you, it's because it's sukkah time and it's a mitzvah to shake a palm branch. But if a mitzvah chavero, like maybe I'm just helping person, you know, because that's the...
Because you're a nice guy.
Exactly, or I think it's a nice thing to do. But it's not a mitzvah per se. But either way, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes. That when it comes to mitzvah al chavero, and that's why also Rav Akiva Eger, Rav Yosef Engel points out, also the concept of onus rachmana patre. That there's a concept we know, let's say you had intention to do good, so sometimes we have a principle, machshava tova mitzaref lamaisa. A good thought, even if you had the right intention, that counts for a good deed. Even though we have other gemaras that say, you know, Machshava Tov is the gateway to Gehenna, but that's a separate discussion. But in this situation, they mean is Machshava Tov Mitzaref L'maisa. So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, that's on a mitzvah, on a makom, when it's all about intent, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu knows your intent. You wanted to put on tefillin this morning, but the onus happened, something out of your control happened, you never made it. So therefore, God gives you credit. But on a mitzvah adam chavero, when the person needed that help and you had all the great intentions how you were going to go do it, but you never showed up, so there's no credit there, because the mitzvah is the result, is the actual helping of that person, and therefore you don't get the credit. You're dead.
Just a comment of Martin. He said this, and that helping a person with it could be taken all on. Is that a mitzvah?
Is that a mitzvah? I take another mitzvah. Oh. Is it taken on sort of vague for some mystical? Is there a mitzvah?
Yeah.
One of the tzaddikim mitzvahs
called
tikkun olam. Oh, for people who don't necessarily understand it, they think that, you know, just being a good person.
Yes, yes.
Or as we say it, because we do good things because Hashem says.
Okay.